what happened was that early morning motorist driving on that shore road discovered a crack in the road and the pavement, and about 15 feet of the seawall had collapsed into the water at high tide. The weather probably would have contributed something to it this morning, but it's been an incident waiting to happen for years because there's been serious concerns about erosion of that wall.
Mm.
And to put it in a bit of context, it's opposite an apartment block. And most people will know Gambles Square. It's the shore road to the left, right across to the end of the quay. All of that road has been a matter of concern for years. And I know that Ian McGarvey, Councillor Ian McGarvey, has had motions at the council for a survey to be done on it. And as far as I understand, it was looked at by an engineer as late as last weekend.
And do you get the impression, and we all speculated a little bit, that this was damage caused to the road from underneath? Maybe, I don't know, water or whatever. And then that finally was the nail in the coffin for the wall. Is that the feeling you're getting on the ground? Or
I think people who live in that area have been concerned about this for 30 years. That wall has been eroding.
Okay.
In fact, the whole structure along the Swilly Estuary there, from the bridge at Remelton right across to the end of the quay, which is about a kilometre, it's supported by a seawall to keep the water out. And there's been concerns about that whole structure because it's a very old, like probably hundreds of years old, and there's been evidence of erosion. The wall has been bulging, stones have been coming loose, and the point is, at this stage, what happens next?
It's going to be a big money job, isn't it, John? Maybe that's been the problem. This sounds to me like a major piece of work.
It's a major piece of work on the long term, but in the short term, what's concerning the people, there are people living there in apartments. There is erosion. Obviously, there's erosion. To what extent the road is under threat or how safe it might be for the public, I know that council staff have been out there, they've been put up cones and all this kind of thing, but there's a much, much bigger issue to be dealt with in the coming days as to whether the road should actually be closed or whether it's safe for it to remain open. It's also used by heavy vehicular traffic. It's a road that carries a lot of traffic in the Remelton area, and I suppose it's kind of symptomatic of old towns like Remelton along where you have a large stretch of water, probably hundreds of years old, dating back. And there's been very little work undertaken there. You know,